The security situation in Iraq remains volatile, according to the latest report from the UN Secretary General, with the terrorist group ISIL in control of large chunks of land throughout the country. Briefing the Security Council on Wednesday, Jan Kubisch, the head of the UN's mission in Iraq, said ISIL poses a long-term serious threat to the security and stability of the country.
ISIL continues to possess the funding and military capacities to prolong its reign of terror over large swathes of Iraq.
Mr. Kubisch went on to say that although some areas under ISIL control had been reclaimed by Iraqi security forces, progress was slow going.
Notwithstanding ISIL's sophisticated and massive use of IEDs, suicide attacks, and ability to conduct operations in complex urban environments, the Iraqi security forces continue to make slow progress while at the same time doing their utmost to avoid civilian casualties.
Mr. Kubisch said international support would be crucial for turning back ISIL. He reported that the government of Iraq had recently begun cooperating with Russia, Iran, and Syria, and were now sharing intelligence information through a cell in Baghdad.
A global coalition to counter ISIL has become more effective in supporting the Iraqi security forces and the Peshmerga, both in direct military activities and training, and in providing supplies of material.
Nevertheless, the humanitarian situation in the country remained a grave concern, according to Mr. Kubisch, who said that the scale of the crisis was outstripping the collective capacity to respond. Given the lack of funding, some programs had to be reorganized while others were cut altogether. The Iraqi ambassador to the UN, Mohammed Ali al-Hakim, told the Security Council his government was doing everything it could to help those in need. Mr. al-Hakim spoke through an interpreter.
More than 3 million Iraqis continue to be internally displaced due to the control of ISIL of their cities and towns.
Of particular concern, said Mr. al-Hakim, was the well-being of women, children, and religious and ethnic minorities throughout the country. He said every effort was being made to create the conditions for their safe return home. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.